Let's take a look at the closing grain and livestock numbers for this Monday, August the 24th, 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman here on the Red River Farm Network, joined by Nathan Losey from Ag Resource Company in Chicago. And Nathan, we saw an interesting day in the markets again today where things at the end of the day looking a little different than they did at the beginning of the day. We saw the corn market jump out in overnight trade. That was able to keep its gains somewhat, but we saw the soybeans drop. We saw the wheat drop today, so it's kind of a mixed bag going here.
Yeah, row crop markets were obviously responding to the pro farmer yields we got on Friday, which we ended up with a corn yield number that was probably less than expected. And so we saw that support the corn. The bean numbers, really not all that, nothing of a surprise there, and really, similar to pro farmers' yield estimate a year ago, and similar to where the January crop report put the 2025 yield. So we saw, mixed closes on that, corn up, beans down. Corn off the highs, that's for sure. And wheat was kind of stuck in the middle there, wasn't sure which way to go. And, not a whole lot of change in the wheat market for the day, up just for near unchanged pretty much for the day. Other than that, that looks to be the big focus in the markets for today was just adjusting to the pro farmer yield numbers.
Of course, over in the livestock market here, the cattle market, started off okay, but then turned south real quick. And again, still reeling probably from the beef shipments, the beef tariff information, plus the fact that the border's opening up, maybe moving that market down a bit.
Well, they're two different have two different impacts. The beef certainly is going to put it, well, first of all, it's unlikely to have much impact on retail prices. Where it's going to have the greatest impact is going to be a squeeze on wholesale prices, which is a squeeze on packer margins. And we've seen over the last 2 months that impact is falling back into the live animal prices, as we've seen slaughter margins go for several months in the red. We do have those issues. We had a cattle and feed report on Friday that was probably a little bit bearish up front with on-feed supplies above a year ago. But you got to understand why we had a bigger inventory, and it comes down to slow marketing. It certainly isn't a placement function. We've seen the beef packing industry has managed cattle inventories through their marketing rates and demand, and that's been very slow. And again, that's probably a function of poor margins. So we do have a good upfront supply of heavy cattle ready to go, and so the bearishness is upfront. Looking ahead at the deferred months, as we look at the drop in placements, that's really kind of supportive. We have an industry right now that is fully reliant on record carcass weights and seeing weights continue to go up year after year. And so, that story is yet to be written. The only thing I'd add to that is, as we move into the winter months, which is, we're a long ways away from, but, we've in the last, 20 years, we've had multiple winter storms that have, really, really weighed on carcass weights. And so, that could be a major factor down the road. But nobody's thinking about it or worried about it today here while we're still in August.
Market analysis from Nathan Losey from Ag Resource Company in Chicago. That's a look at the closing grain and livestock numbers for this Monday, August the 24th, 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network.